words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. We'll also pray that everybody gets home safe. It's not too bad out there, but there is a little bit of ice here and there, so just be safe when you go home. In the college, we start off the service like it really is one of those colors that collects our thoughts because we are praying to have pure and clean hearts. In other words, true worship to God. And that's what actually Malachi is all about. Malachi is the prophet that is calling God's people to true worship and to have pure hearts. He tells us, he says, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. Now, today, we could have done either one, but we're doing the presentation of the Lord. And one of the things we can always remember about the Holy Family is that Mary and Joseph, and of course Jesus, but Mary and Joseph were good Jews. They followed the law of the Lord of Israel, Moses' law, strictly. They did an excellent job. And so that's what they were doing today. And that actually is a very important thing to know about. As they entered the temple, though, I'd like to get to this. Jesus had already been circumcised, and Gabriel had told Mary, and we know this, that the baby would be called holy and Jesus. This shows that his holiness was actually kind of like founded in something greater than just a ritual of dedication. And that's what they were there for. Every first child had to be dedicated to the Lord. And it usually happened about 40 days after the birth had happened. And that's what they were doing with Jesus. He had already been circumcised. This was just for his dedication to the Lord. And the rite of purification for Mary was also happening this day. That's what Luke tells us. And that's when Mary had the baby, and then they brought Jesus to be circumcised. But then, for the rites of purification for her to be able to worship and all, that happened 40 days after the birth as well. And so she was purified that day and offered the two turtle doves. So that's what they were all about today. She was considered unclean. And this is a typical Epiphany gospel because it has more showing forth of Jesus. It tells about Simeon, the two prophets, Simeon and Anna, and both of them were known for their faithfulness. For Simeon, he had been faithful all his life. He actually had the Holy Spirit rest on him, and the Holy Spirit had told him that God would not let him see death until he actually saw the Messiah, the Lord, the Messiah. And so Simeon, when he sees Jesus and Mary and Joseph coming into the temple, he goes and he grabs the baby, and he starts off with actually the prayer of Simeon, and he blesses them. And he tells them, you know, what Jesus is destined for, the rising of many in Israel. And he also gave Mary a warning, which, if you think about it, is so poignant because he says to her, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. And this time, at Christmas time and Epiphany time, we do tend to not really forget, but we don't concentrate or focus on the passion of Jesus. But for her, as a mother, when we get to that week, when we get to Good Friday, you know, that is something to really consider. You know, how did Mary feel through all of that? The pain that she must have felt, and Simeon was prophesying for her and letting her know. And then Anna, she had a tough life, but she was also known for her faithfulness as well, and she knew that this child was going to be the redemption of Jerusalem. For us, we want to be like Anna, and we want to be like Simeon. We want to have trust in the Lord. We want to be able to really wait for God to ask. This time of year, or at any time of year, there's like so many people that are either dying or ill or having problems or issues, and the best thing to do is to actually just sit down quietly and pray and wait for God's Holy Spirit to really, you know, so we can feel God's presence, so we can feel His love, actually feel His arms, His healing grace to just help us through each and every day. And it's not easy. It's not easy to trust God when we're going through a crisis. It's not easy to wait for patience. It's not easy to wait for strength and for joy. But like Anna and like Simeon, we are to be faithful. We are really to expect that God will act. When we come to church, we are to be expecting God to act. We are to feel His presence. And when we have communion, it's really an awesome thought to realize that we're connected not only to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we're connected to every Christian, past, present, and in future. And that, in time, gives us strength to meet any kind of problems. For Hebrews, it tells us the kind of God that we have. Our God is a God who becomes one of us. For us, that's very important. It wasn't like a God in the ancient Greek times that was very, you know, like aloof or distant. Jesus becomes one of us, flesh and blood. When God sent Jesus, when He was born of Mary, and when He became man, in that way, He became flesh and blood, and He could relate to everything we go through. There's not anything that we go through that He cannot understand. And then for us to realize that God went to such an extreme to become one of us, we can relate to Him. Jesus is faithful to God and to each and every one of us. We are free because of Christ. I actually would like to end with one of the verses in Psalm 84. I think 84 also was a great choice for today's lectionary because it's such a joy to realize that we are actually living and being in the presence of God. But I think what really caught my eyes, especially when Mara was reading this morning, is verse number 9. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand in my room. And if we think about that, that's just an amazing thought. One day in your courts is better than a thousand in my own room. And to stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. That shows the psalmist was really aware. He was very humble and just absolutely filled with joy and trust of God's presence in his life. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that our hearts and our lives, all our actions, our words, our deeds, can be pure and loving and show Christ to the world so that others can be drawn closer to you and worship you. We also ask that we can truly rest and become strengthened and encouraged and persevere in any of our issues or problems or stresses or strains. And we ask that we can just show your joy no matter what. And we thank you for all the blessings you have given us. And we thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name we pray.